It's the 95X Legal Tuesday podcast, sponsored by Stanley Law. Call Joe because Joe knows at 1-800-608-3333. Stanley, Stanley Law.
Hey, look who just walked in. I can call him my friend. Joe Stanley is in the building. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
I'm feeling good today.
Oh, well, that's good.
I love cold weather. Wakes you up. Joe's fighting with the headphones. Run. Who wraps them around? Do you
design.
Do that, Joe?
Somebody
do you wrap them?
Somebody must have been neat and organized here. Wow, they got
it. Yeah, but they wrap them around. It makes it hard for you.
Well,
do you do that?
No, but okay. these are supposed to be tangle-free. And so, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah. Tangle-free. What's going on in Joe Stanley's world?
Nope. Hey, indescribable things, but we won't go into them out of the air. The world of technology is always a wonderful thing. And
You've been having some computer issues.
Yeah, and they still have not been fully resolved, given the nature and the extent of the criminal enterprises in the world. So.
It sucks. And we get messages all the time from our buddy Dave Edwards. He's their IT guy. He's like an engineer, IT/everything involved in this building. Yeah. Dave takes care of everything. He cleans boards when things get spilled inside of them.
I don't know how that ever happens either.
More and more, he keeps sending emails about scam this and scam that and scam emails and don't open this and virus. It's insane right now.
And you know, did you see, I don't know if you saw, there's a great story that I passed around because I can relate to it. The people went to a fancy hotel in Austria and they have the electronic locks. And the ransomware got into their system and locked all the doors in the entire building, and the people couldn't get out.
Wow.
And so they had to pay the ransom to get the decryption key. It was a great story. I just saw it. And so you imagine if you were in that hotel and you couldn't get out. You better bring a baseball bat when you go to a hotel now so you can break your windows to get out.
I blame Russia.
Well, that's probably where most of these are, either in Russia, China, wherever, you know.
Places, it's scary, though, huh?
Places where you can't track them down.
Fast it can happen. Mm. So the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend, the New England Patriots, the Atlanta Falcons. Does Joe Stanley do anything big for the game? Do you have, like, snacks? Do you hang out?
What's your favorite Super Bowl snack?
He's a healthy guy, though.
You got to eat something fried on Sunday.
I like pizza.
Okay.
I mean, I could eat a whole pizza at a time if it's the right kind of pizza.
Yes.
I love pizza. I love good pizza.
I knew I liked Joe Stanley for a reason. That's my biggest downfall.
A good pizza, I literally could eat a whole pizza. Just put it there. And
when I cheat on my diet, that's what I go to is a pizza.
Well, how can you resist good pizza? You know, it's like a good cookie.
It's true.
It's like a good cookie.
I went 27 days without pizza, and I finally had to give in. I'm like, I gotta have some pizza. So last Thursday, we did. And I was proud of myself. I didn't eat the whole thing. I just ate half of it.
Well, that's all right. And pizza can
be
healthy. And I use the word can be, but it's, you know, a diet doesn't mean you have to prevent.
No, I posted the chicken crust pizza recipe on our Facebook page. If you're looking
you
for
go.
A high protein, better pizza choice.
Do you have a get together? Do you do anything, or just kind of
no? Not recently. You know, I will watch the game and I will root for the Patriots. So
Joe, come on!
Everyone can send in the hate mail.
Are you a Patriots fan?
You know, I don't know that I'm a Patriots fan, but
aren't you tired of seeing Tom Brady win though?
You know, I actually just think that. They have the best team. And, you know, when you have a coach, people can say what they want about Belichick and whatever. But
that he cheats?
Whatever. The one thing he does, he comes up with new ideas and he has the – you don't win all those games. You don't have that kind of record just by, you know.
I totally agree with that. He's got the right people in place.
By putting extra air in your football. And I'm not even – that was one of the most ridiculous – that was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen or heard. If that, by the way, everybody in the NFL cheats, by the way. It depends on the reason they
– Can I put it to you this way? Everybody in sports cheats.
Right.
This is who gets caught.
Right. Well, yeah, and they're after, you know, the Patriots. If they breathe the wrong way, they're going to be accused of something because that's when you're on top. That's what happens.
I knew that this was going to happen once they announced, and, you know, because Tom Brady fought the suspension, and once he lost that and he was suspended for the first four games, I told everybody, I says, look out, because this dude's going to be on a mission just so he can accept that Lombardi trophy from Roger Goodell.
Well, you know, you can't really blame him. Four games for that, considering what happens to what other people get for, you know, far worse things. I mean, it's just absurd, but that's what happens when you're on the wrong side of the political axe, so to speak.
You know, people love to bet on everything, so we're looking at the gambling online today. And other than betting money on the game and the squares and all that that people do, there's other fun things they bet on, too.
Oh, sure.
Like if Joe Buck, what's the odds that Joe Buck, which I, by the way, I don't know if you like him. I hate Joe Buck. I can't stand a guy. Troy Aikman, he's right along with him because he beat the Bills in Super Bowl, whatever, 52 to whatever it was, which we talked about today. But anyway, the odds are like slim to none that they're not going to mention something about the deflate gate. So like odds like that. Is Lady Gaga going to have a wardrobe malfunction during the halftime show? Are you a Lady Gaga fan?
No.
Okay. That, no. But, so you're not excited for the halftime show?
No, the halftime show is I go look for pizza. That will be my, you know, I have never been impressed by the halftime show. There was one I kind of appreciated that was pretty good. But, you know, it goes on so long.
Yeah.
It's a football game.
I'm with you. I could care less. Just bring back the football game.
It's supposed to be a football game.
Don't drag it out.
I mean, you know, if you want to have entertainment, put it on another channel.
I agree with you.
Entertainment.
Yeah, do a halftime show someplace else. Yeah. And then, you know, make it short and bring back the game back. It's got to mess up the player's
psyche,
too.
When you're used to playing football this way and then you get an extra, 10 minutes or whatever it is? Yeah, because it's, you know. Ooh, it's too long.
Look at this. Sports talk with Joe Stanley this morning.
Joe knows.
Guy can do it. All right, we're going to find out if Joe knows. My last question.
Super Bowl prediction.
Who's going to win?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be a very close game. Hopefully it's a good game because most of these other games haven't been very good. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And, you know, maybe like the last the Seattle game where it went down to the very last play. But I think the Patriots are going to win. But I wouldn't surprise me if Atlanta, you know, won in a very close game either.
Here's the thing. The best offense in football this year, the Atlanta Falcons. Taking on the best defense in football this year, the New England Patriots. They say defense wins Super Bowls, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. So, good talk, Joe.
Yep.
Joe's here now to help you. We're going to take a quick break, and that gives you time to give us a call. This studio phone line is 421-9595. Any legal question for Joe Stanley, he's here to help. We said this earlier in the Morning Mess that Joe even tells us that you get a lot of great emails and great questions, even off the air.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I get great ones, and I actually got several this week from the listeners, and they're always interesting, and they're always problems with things that I'm glad they ask because it's things that will prevent harm, and you know it's things that are common sense to me, but not normal. Things to people who don't understand the legal process. It's a lot of the stuff is just not. Common sense.
Yeah, it's part of life that legal things are going to come up in your life. And Joe, what he always tries to stress is don't let things go too long. Like, ask the questions. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't wait too long. It's not going to go away. So, like, ask the question now, and he can point you in the right direction and get you on the right path.
Right, yeah. And if you wait too long, it's either you can't do anything about it and you've lost out on something or you've been penalized with something. Neither one of those things are good. But you would at least like to make decisions, informed decisions, as they say.
Questions for Joe, 421-9595, or send us a text, 629-9570. How can they reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com, and it's 1-800-608-3333 is the number, and stanleylawoffices.com is the website.
We'll take your questions next, Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mess. Morning Mess, that is us, Marty and Shannon. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office is here, 421-9595. And Joe, how can people reach out to you at the Stanley Law Offices?
Sure. You can send me an email to joe@stanleylawoffices.com or call 1-800-608-3333, and at stanleylawoffices.com is our website.
Take this time. We do it every Tuesday at this time. It's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass, 421-9595. And we're going right to the phone lines. 95X, good morning. Hello.
Hi, good morning. I have received a subpoena from out of state. It's actually from Pennsylvania, and it's a character witness subpoena. What if I don't go?
Okay, well, the first question is the subpoena issued by a court in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay.
It's common court or something like that.
The plea of common courts of whatever county, yes. I'm admitted in Pennsylvania. The subpoena is not valid. This doesn't have to do with anything you did in Pennsylvania.
It's just a character witness.
Okay, that subpoena is not enforceable on you unless it is unless it is processed through the courts of New York and they issue a subpoena for the Pennsylvania court.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't have jurisdiction over you. So
gotcha.
they may have served that on you, but unless you have contacts or it arises out of something you did, that subpoena does not give them jurisdiction. So if they want to actually get you there, they have to go to a court in New York to actually issue the subpoena for you to attend. I would call them up and say you're not coming if you want to be polite.
Uh-huh.
If you want to go, you say if you want me to come, you have to pay for my time and expenses, and then I'll show up.
That's the other question I was wondering. Now, what as far as, like, my job, would I have to use a vacation day for that?
Well, that's the whole story, is if they want to pay your time and expenses, if you got a valid subpoena from them, you would have to tell your boss that you have to take the day off, and you would say to them, you have to pay my time and expenses. You have to pay my travel expenses and my time off from work, or I'm not going to show up.
Yeah, it's on a Monday morning, and it's the day after Super Bowl, and I'm not happy.
Well, and that probably is not even going to go that day. I mean, if you know the people, I'd call up the lawyer and say, if you want me to come voluntarily, pay my time and expenses, and give me a better time than that I can come and make time from work. If not, you tell them they got to follow the law and try to get an accurate subpoena. And if they do, you can go down and contest it.
Okay. Contest it where?
Well, when the New York court has to issue it, you can always move to quash the subpoena.
Okay.
Good luck to you, and thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
421-9595. That was an interesting question.
Very interesting.
We're going to go back to the phone lines. 95X Morning Mash, you're on with Joe Stanley. What's your question for Joe this morning?
My wife had worked at an establishment, and the owner of the establishment grabbed her by her shirt and spun her around and called her a spoiled B-I-T-C-H. What can I do about that?
Well, first of all, you can have her file a criminal complaint because that's, battery, assault, whatever the definition is in New York. She should file a criminal complaint because you can't do that to any employee or, you know, somebody you know, all right? That is the primary. And then you can always sue the owner in civil court because that's not a workers' compensation issue unless she wanted it to be. Now, if she got hurt as a result of it, you could file a workers' compensation claim because you could elect it because it did arise out of her work, not his. But you could sue him for assault and battery. You could ask for punitive damages. In civil court, those are the two things you could do. And the third thing she should do is quit and then file for unemployment because she was constructively terminated. She's got good basis for it. He might contest it, and then you have to have a hearing. Those are the three remedies that come to my mind. And if she's going to do any of those things, she should probably talk to a lawyer about how to do it and what's the best actual way to do it.
Right. She already quit. I pretty much made her quit.
Okay.
And he's called her back like five or six different times. She's told him she's not going back there. Stop harassing her. Stop calling her phone. And he just keeps calling her phone.
She should file a police report now about the repetitive harassment and about the initial event, and file for unemployment because she is entitled to unemployment, and if he contests it, you have a very good basis that you should win. And then, you know, whether you want to sue him for doing that, I'm not sure that that would be effective, but it certainly is a right that you have.
Okay.
Awesome. You can always reach out to Joe and send him an email
if you
want to.
Yeah, you can send him an email if you want to talk further to joe@stanleylawoffices.com. That's my private email.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right.
Take care. 421-9595. That's a direct line to the studio to speak to Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. Text line is 629-9570. And the contact information at the Stanley Law Offices, Joe?
Sure. It's joe@stanleylawoffices.com. Like I just said, 1-800-608-3333 is the phone number, and our website, stanleylawoffices.com.
I see that a couple text messages have come in. Shannon, what questions do you have over there?
A question for Joe. This is from Jen. I found out over the weekend my landlord was leasing the apartment building I live in, and turns out he's been paying none of the bills and was evicted, and the people that originally owned it are now the landlords, and they want a new security deposit, which I know they're entitled to. How do I get the deposit back that I paid when I moved in? I have the receipt.
okay?
Oh, that's fun.
That's a complicated issue, and I'm not sure they're entitled to a new security deposit.
No, I don't.
If they still have it and he was their agent, that's a complicated scenario. What I would tell them is, hey, he's your problem. You obviously, they gave him permission to lease out the property, and you need to get the money back from him. There's rules, and I don't have them off the top of my head. When somebody else takes over ownership of a building, it gets bought out. There's rules that require honoring of agreements and whatever, and that's where I'd start with. So if she wants to send me an email or whatever, we can talk about it a little more. But I would not. I would put the burden on them to come up with a new security, you know, to get it back from him and keep it. Not you coming up with more money, because you can end up losing, you know, having two security deposits out there. Never. I would never do that. And if they try to evict you for not having a security deposit, I'm not even sure they have a lease. So I'm not even sure they have a lease with you other than his anyways. So are they asking for a new one? It gets complicated, and you might want to start looking for a new looking for a new place to live.
Fuck.
Yeah, those kind of things. Those are crazy, but there are rules that protect you, and never, you don't put your money out at risk twice, because you may not ever get that other money back, or it may take forever.
It's the Morning Mass. We are Marty and Shannon. This is Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. We do Legal Tuesday every Tuesday at this time. Direct line to the studio. Call right now, because we're running out of time for today. 421-9595. You can also drop us a text at 629-9570.
My wife and I bought a house and found out the foundation was broken. The seller didn't tell us. We found it out accidentally while upgrading our hot water heater. It looks like they attempted to plaster it over, and it crumbled when we bumped into it. Can we sue?
What about an inspector?
You know, I know this story. I've heard the story before. I mean, actually, I've had a couple of these over the years where it has to do with foundation. They knew about it, and they tried to cover it up, and the inspector didn't find it. And I would bet, and I don't know that these people did, but almost everybody gets an inspection now. But the inspectors have all sorts of qualifications and exceptions, and it's not their job to try and uncover concealments, okay? I mean, that's the, if somebody wants to hide something, they're not paid to find it. So if this is, as they describe it, that's a fraudulent concealment. As a landowner, you know, you're supposed to, by law, reveal when
problems.
You fill out those little questionnaires. And if you said none to foundation, you lied. And obviously, if you try to cover it up, it's even worse. So depending on how expensive this is, the last one I had was into the $30,000 and $40,000 range. You should talk to a lawyer, because foundation problems can be very, very, very expensive. And so you need to find out how expensive this is. If you want to give me a call, I can talk to you about how these get handled, and either maybe work with you myself or give you the name of other people who might.
All right, Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office for Legal Tuesday. Any more questions?
Yeah, our dog goes outside to use the bathroom only in the backyard, which is fenced in. My neighbor's backyard is also fenced in, but their fence is falling apart in certain places. Their 12-year-old came through a hole in their fence and was teasing my dog through hours, which she's been warned about. She then put her face over my fence, and the dog bit her. The police and animal control both came to the house, filed the report, told me it was not my or my dog's fault, but the mother wants my homeowner's information to file a claim for the hospital bill and any future problems. When I got the homeowner's insurance, I didn't have a dog and never added her to the policy, so what do I do?
That's all right. As long as you didn't, you know, affirmatively tell the insurance company when they asked that you didn't have a dog when you did. That happens all the time. You need to put your insurance company on notice and let them deal with however they're going to deal with it. They'll probably deny the claim. There might be some med pay coverage that if someone's hurt on your premises, regardless of fault, it'll pay medical bills up to $1,000, maybe $1,500, maybe $2,500. That's something that might just take care of the whole problem. But this is something that comes up all the time. Don't be afraid to report it to your insurance company, because that's an obligation. If you're aware of an event that somebody gets hurt on your property or that you are responsible for, you should report it to your insurance company. put them on notice so they can't disclaim coverage based on lack of an opportunity to investigate. This is very important, and a lot of times people don't even think that a lot of things are covered by their homeowners or their auto. Doesn't matter. If you're involved in a legal situation, tell your agent and tell your insurance companies about a potential problem. And if it's not covered, it's not covered. It doesn't hurt you any. But if it is, you're protected.
Good stuff. Joe Stanley, we're simply out of time. Great questions today. And we'll do it again next Tuesday at the same time. In the meantime, if they want to reach out to the Stanley Law Office, how can they do it?
Sure. Those were great questions.
very good questions today.
Joe at StanleyLawOffices.com, 1-800-608-3333, and StanleyLawOffice.com website.
Because
Joe knows.
Thank you, Joe. We'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot.